Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Sometimes we get too caught up in life's day-to-day hassles. We don't keep an eye on the bigger picture. The Bible teaches us, set your minds on things above and not on earthly things. What we see in this world is transitory. It's passing away. But what God promises to us in Jesus endures forever. In many ways, real life doesn't begin until we finally see Jesus with our eyes. Until then, the Christian life is lived under the cross. In other words, Christians expect to endure hatred and persecution when they remain faithful to Jesus and his word. It's no surprise. The Bible says many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But Christians keep an eye on the bigger picture. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did when they were facing the burning anger of King Nebuchadnezzar. While they were convinced that God would save them from the fiery furnace of the king's fury, they were also prepared if God chose not to spare them in that moment. Indeed, they believed wholeheartedly, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Even when it may seem like the world defeats God's people keep an eye on the bigger picture. In the end, God wins forever, and he shares the spoils of his eternal victory with those who trust him, no matter what. Heavenly Father, help me to understand and trust that I will be victorious in you forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.